A new report shows women are disproportionately affected by a lack of reproductive health care, with 90% of working women experiencing period pain. The report from the Bankwest Curtin University shows the lack of a universal reproductive health leave policy costs more than $21 billion a year to the economy. The Health Services Union has submitted a petition to make reproductive health leave a national employment standard. The Wire's Mayabi Aziz spoke with Health Services Union National Senior Assistant Secretary Kate Marshall to find out more.
So reproductive health leave, what we're asking for is 12 days to be paid, which would allow people, no matter what gender, sex, however you identify, you would be allowed to use those days to be able to recover from medical procedures, whatever that may be, if they pertain to something like IVF or an endometriosis surgery or a prostate surgery, whatever it may be. But it would also allow people to deal with symptomatic conditions like extremely painful periods or periods that result in excessive bleeding, which may result in iron transfusions and the like. So those days, they are to be used for reproductive health leave purposes only. I also want to just stress that it's not just the leave that's really important here. This entitlement would also allow people to take flexible working arrangements. So it may be that you can work, however, you need to be close to a toilet, or you can work, you just need to, you know, do so lying down, or whatever it may be.
Could you give me an example of how that would look in practice under the proposal?
Sure. So just say, regards to the flexible working arrangement, if you're a woman who's going through menopause and you have spent the night having night sweats, not sleeping, in a fair amount of discomfort, what then that would allow you to do is ask your employer for flexible working arrangements. So that could be that you start work a little bit later so that you can get proper rest, whatever it may be. And we know for our members who are health professionals, being rested and present and 100% competent is absolutely necessary. So if you are going to work exhausted because you haven't slept due to menopausal symptoms, you're not going to benefit yourself, your patients aren't going to benefit, the system's not going to benefit. So to allow you to have the time to rest and recover and then come into work when you are actually fit to do the job, that's how we see the flexible working arrangement working. With regard to reproductive health leave, how we see that, if you actually did need to take the leave, whether you're going to have a procedure or whether you were going to just take a day off to recover from whatever it may be, it would work the same as personal leave as far as notifying your employer and providing them with the evidence that they need.
So research shows that not having reproductive health leave costs the economy over $21 billion a year. How would an entitlement address that?
So we commissioned this research along with the Queensland Council of Unions and Aware Superannuation. So we know that we could see that there was going to be a loss to businesses. We knew this. It was common sense to us. But when we approached this with employers and said a way to recoup some of these losses is to introduce reproductive health leave, they were really hesitant because the numbers weren't there. So we thought, well, we'll go get the numbers. So what this commissioned research showed was that Australian businesses would lose $21.3 billion because of the lost productivity of workers having to manage reproductive health conditions. So that's not necessarily people, you know, being off work or whatever. It is people who are showing up to work and who cannot work because they've lost productivity because they're either in pain, they're exhausted, whatever it may be. So they are actually showing up to work, but they're not productive because of reproductive health conditions. So 12 days of reproductive health leave would cost an average of $3.6 billion to implement. So that is across every single working Australian. But it would save $1.88 billion for businesses directly. So that lost productivity is offset by the amount of money that it would cost to implement.
That was Kate Marshall from the Health Services Union speaking with The Wire's Mayabi Aziz.